They don't let black boys in. The drinks are 2 times stronger than what you like, and you like that. A cute white woman who's barely a woman with an ass so fat you might want to bite that will wait on you and smile at you and make you feel beautiful or handsome or classy or not. However you want to be felt, she will feel. So you ignore that one time you ignored the check for a little while, and she kept checking back after a little while, interrupting the belly laughs with the best friend you haven't seen in too long a while, just to see if y'all were ready, which also means able, to pay the tab, gratuity included, please. And it just so happens that your best friend just so happens to get so wrapped up in the love of this reunion that she hands the cute waitress with an ass so fat a square of plastic not yet activated. You think her coming back 30 minutes later with an associate and the manager is not overreactive but explosive, especially when as soon as she returns with her spine and her power, your best friend says, "Hey, we've been looking for you. I gave you the wrong card," and promptly slides the correct square of plastic her way, their way. You will notice the manager's face crooked and distrusting, so you tell your best friend not to worry about this one. You are the hot-headed one of two. You fumble through your messy bag, reaching out for your wallet that's been reaching out for God for days. And you give them the last of your rent money, gratuity included, plus some. You are welcome. Your pride will last only a moment before you return for their chicken wings, surely filled with steroids or something, but expertly cooked, perfectly seasoned. They don't let black boys in. They have a disco ball and a dance hall where you can shake it, make it fall, and the sweat runs down to the same backbone you were looking for. They are the perfect place to go when you can't go to the go for a hot dog or a hot beef, and you hate to think it, and you certainly hate to say it aloud, but sometimes you wish you didn't have to deal with skin so brown, but you realize. In the real Chicago, we're eating each other. We go to bed smelling the blood of our blood blowing through the city where the wind feels most at home. So the concern you begin to burn into your memory as your heart breaks at truth is how dangerous it is to be black and brown and you, not how comfortable it is to get food that does not desire our company. So you'll pass by here on your way to the creamery, but you won't open the door because this place doesn't treat black girls very kindly and they don't let black boys in. Not even when they're playing black boy music or servicing white boys who talk black boy talk.